The CDC and Dr. Fauci announced yesterday that if you're vaccinated against COVID-19, CDC says you can take your mask off indoors. That is great news.
Okay.
That is great news. Okay. That is great news.
But I'll wait, though. I'll wait.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's great news.
I'll
but
wait.
Yeah, I think it's a little quick.
They said
yeah.
if you've been vaccinated,
mm-hmm. you can take your mask off indoors.
So they're just saying it for the people who know they're vaccinated. But so what you're saying is a person can just tell you they vaccinated and not wear the mask.
Right. Uh-huh. There you go,
that's
Steve.
That's what I was saying.
Like they need another
know?
Excuse. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to keep this on.
Yeah. A statement released yesterday says the science is clear. If you are fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you can start doing the things that you stopped doing because of the pandemic. There are some exceptions, though. Hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare-related settings. Trains, planes, buses, and other modes of public transportation, prisons, homeless shelters. Officials believe it is safe and hope that the move will provide another incentive for holdouts to get vaccinated.
So right. Prison's cool?
Say that word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. R. Kelly straight? Is that what you're saying?
No, you have to wear your
mask.
Those
are the exceptions where you have to wear your mask inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Back to the movie.
Where's the exception?
Hospitals, jail. Nursing homes, other healthcare-related settings, trains, planes, buses, and other modes of public transportation, prisons, homeless shelters. So that's just about everywhere.
Yeah, we back. But, back to the
so
movies.
They got so all the inmates have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
In prison.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all ever. Well, I know y'all ain't, but it is one of the hottest places.
It's muggy in there, dog.
Boy, let me tell you something. The jails ain't air conditioned, Tom. They don't do that.
They wanted to be.
They wanted you to be.
It's supposed. It's jail.
Yeah.
But right. you know, man.
It ain't a country club. I mean,
right.
No. But at the same time, man, a lot of jails and prisons are very, very inhumane treatment.
That's true.
It's very, very inhumane treatment because some of these people. I mean, so many people are in there for nonviolent drug-related offenses. You don't have to treat the people that way.
Yeah, that's true.
You just don't. Yeah. You just don't. Some of these prisons, a lot of them, man, are very inhumane.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, maximum security, 23-hour lockup, 1 hour out. That's, I mean, man, a person has no social contact. You know, you got him in there for life. I mean, come on, man. No sunshine, no nothing. Mm-hmm. You got him in there for life for whatever you want to say the crime was. But you don't have to, you know. I'm just saying. I know people go, you ain't never had nobody. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I've lost relatives to murder. Yes, I have. I have lost people to murder, friends. Yes, I have. Don't hit me with the what you haven't had. It's still some inhumane treatment of people in these prisons, and it shouldn't be that way, man. It just shouldn't. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So back to it. If you've been vaccinated against COVID-19, the CDC says you can take your mask off indoors. Okay.
Who?
If you're fully vaccinated, you are protected.
Mm-hmm. But when you fly, you need to wear your mask. I'm wearing my mask.
Yeah. In elevators, there are a lot of places. Comfortable with.
I think you should wear your mask in public transportation anyway, whether it's COVID or not. I think you should. I mean, that would cut down on the flu and all the other, you know, diseases we knew about before COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How many times have you gotten sick from being on a plane, though?
Once I found out air was dirty, I'm through. I'm wearing this mask forever. I'm wearing it. I ain't breathing raw air no more. My mask is on.
And you know what else I like? You know what else? I like the 6 feet apart. You know,
I do too.
Because a lot of people have a tendency to get too close and be all up
personal
in your space and stuff.
You're right,
Well, black people been wanting people to stand off of us at least 6 feet. We don't like that no way.
It's true.
Like when we putting our food
really
on
hard.
That, when we at the supermarket putting our food on the conveyor belt, why is you this close to me? Why is your basket this damn
Where's
close?
Your divider at?
Coming up next, the nephew with the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.